Well, I'm going to be different today and stay down here so I don't trip over all the CBS stuff. Because knowing me, I probably would. And then you would laugh. I bet who in here is wondering why you received one single puzzle piece? But before I get into that, I just want to thank you for all who donated things to the youth yard sale, donated time, came by and supported. Maybe hearing a little bit back. But the yard sale went really well, and I believe we had about $1,400 come in from that yard sale. And that is fantastic because that'll jumpstart our teen accounts and it'll get them ready to pay for different retreats and things that they want to go do. But again, I couldn't do that without the help of people who donated items and even people who donated their time pricing all the things. Lives were touched, families were reconnected. Becky posted a picture and some words that said that a family reconnected after like haven't been seeing each other for 3 years. And that happened on the way to the yard sale. They just kind of all met together at this yard sale. So I give praise for how hard our teams worked. They worked tirelessly. Not a lot of people go to yard sales expecting that teenagers will go actually drop the stuff off in your car. They actually loaded everything that someone bought. They took it personally to their car. And so we're proud. I believe that we have the best teenagers, but I'm kind of biased. So, anyways, there are some people in this world who are really, really patient. Patient enough to complete a puzzle that's 20,000 pieces or more. Patient enough to sit down and piece together the tiny pieces similar. I think the puzzle pieces you had, I got out of a 1,000-piece box. And so imagine the smaller and smaller it gets and the patience it takes to put that together. Now, I'm not that patient. I like the ones that would not take me 5 or 6 hours to complete. I like the ones that are maybe 100 pieces or something that I wouldn't take a lot of time. Also, if you know me, I could probably spend hours just doing Legos. That's more of my thing. But when it comes to puzzles, I like the ones that aren't really going to take me a lot of time to piece together. Now, I know some of y'all are even puzzled why you got a puzzle piece this morning. Did you read what was on the back of it? I promise you, it has a connection, and I'm not just crazy handing out one puzzle piece. Of course, you may look at that one piece you received this morning and wonder, what am I ever going to do with this just one insignificant piece? I don't know what it belongs to. I don't know if it connects to something. It may seem worthless. But can anyone relate to finding one puzzle piece in your house and it drives you crazy because you don't know what it goes to? So maybe you sit it on the counter hoping that someone will call claim and say, hey, it goes to that box. But maybe it doesn't. And eventually you get tired of it sitting there and you maybe throw it away because you don't know what it goes to. Sometimes a lot of that can happen. You're not sure where that puzzle belongs to. One piece missing out of a puzzle piece of 200, not worth much. It's 0.5%. Bet you'd hardly miss it. In fact, if puzzle pieces could think, they would rather feel insignificant. Because significance is defined as the quality of being important, regardless, being regarded as having great meaning. So you think of a puzzle piece having significance? Surely not, right? Just one little piece of puzzle that someone's not going to miss. I believe we're pretty similar to those pieces. Left to ourselves, we can feel insignificant. We can find, but when we're in a community like this church, like a Sunday school class, like youth group, children's ministry, our joy club, things like that, somehow we find a bit of significance when we're involved in those ministries. We begin to feel significant when we invest our time into those ministries. I don't know what it is about it, but when you gather with people, it just brightens each other's day. When you stand together, when you do life together, we find significance and meaning. So along with our puzzle pieces, we need to learn 4 secrets of significance. Knowing these 4 secrets can transform the way we think of ourselves. And so, there's part of the scripture, you probably all know it, where it says, it talks about how we're all one big body. And though the church is one big body, it has many parts that function. And you know that scripture because pastors tend to talk about how we're all one working part and we need each other. But what I want to say is every piece that we have in this church is a gift. Every piece that we bring to the table is a gift. I have gifts. Miss Dixie has gifts. Everyone in this church has a gift that works together. So this morning you were handed a puzzle piece with today's scripture on it. Some of you may have looked at that piece and thought it wasn't worth very much. Romans 12:6, Paul writes, God has given each of you the ability to do certain things well. That's the spiritual equivalent of saying God has given each of us a piece of the puzzle. Now I'm going to draw some parallels. When you came in, you were given that one puzzle piece during announcements. Didn't know what it was for. You didn't get to choose it. You just received it. You might not have liked the color, the shape. Maybe you might not have wanted it at all. You didn't choose what you received. You may have felt that your piece was insignificant, or, man, now I've got to hold on to this piece until I know what I'm going to do with it. But that's a lot how we look at life, is sometimes we don't get to choose and pick what we receive. And so, like you didn't get to choose and pick, the same reaction takes place in the church when God passes out some abilities. Sometimes we don't like to choose our abilities and know that, you know, we have the great abilities of leaders. There's a lot of leaders in this church, but maybe some of these people go, oh, I don't know if I'm a leader. But God gives us many working parts. And so, nobody chooses the piece or the spiritual gifts God gave them. But often we tend to look at our gifts and undervalue them. I look at my gifts and say, maybe I'm not as strong, but then Megan reminds me that I am. Sometimes I undervalue the gifts that I know God has given me because I'm not confident in how I can use that gift. You might feel you don't have a piece, or the piece that God gave you is too small. You might have questioned why God gave you a piece at all. You're struggling with significance. But the first lesson we need to learn is this. Everyone has received a piece. We all have gifts that we can give. And all those gifts that we give, there's a place that we can invest in. And even though we may not feel sometimes that we have a place. I want to remind you that God has given us each the ability to do certain things well. And so if you're struggling with significance, just remember that everyone has received a piece, a gift which comes directly from God. Every piece is a gift and every person has received it. Look at what you've been given. Value it. It was given by God. Not only has everyone received that piece, but there's a second secret. Every piece is a part of something bigger. So there's not a piece that's too small, not a piece that's insignificant that we can't use. Even a fraction of 30 minutes serving somewhere helps. Or maybe it's you lead in one vacation Bible school class for one day. That helps. Everyone has a gift that they can be used and that this church can use. It's just we've got to get past that barrier where we try to undervalue it. So every piece is a part of something bigger. Paul used the concept of the human body to communicate something important. If you look at any part of your body, it is important only because it is connected to your body. The parts of our body are attached. They are useful. If my arm is over here on the ground, not attached to my body, one, we'd probably freak out, and two, it doesn't become useful. I can't control it if it's not a part of my body. It's removed from the body, that part will die. Each part is a piece of something much bigger. The only time a puzzle is useful is when it's connected together. You can't enjoy a puzzle when it's all scattered out on a table, right? You don't know what the picture is. Yes, the box tells you what the picture is, but you can't enjoy that picture until you connect all those pieces together and you get to see the picture. So the only time that puzzle is useful is when it's connected. The implication is this: God has given us all a piece, a gift, and that piece only becomes useful as we use it as a part of something bigger. Every piece is a gift and every piece is part of something bigger. You're here for a reason. You're part of something bigger in this church. So everyone has a play, a role, even down to the little children, the toddlers that are with Megan. They play a significant part in this church. There's a third secret that I want to make with you and tell you. Every piece has a role to play. Did you catch it when I said it down to the little children? Everyone has a role to play here. God has given a diversity of gifts to the church, just as there are diverse needs within this church. God has given an abundance of different gifts to meet the needs of every believer, and they have a share in this ministry. So what gifts I have can play with someone else's gifts, and we can reach and touch people. So every one of you sitting here today, we're given a set of gifts that is vital to a church. I talked this morning to our team and said, think about how this church runs. It takes a lot of people coming together to make sure that things happen. For example, if no one came here early in the mornings and turned on some AC, we might be sweating. And if no one stayed just a little bit after everyone left and made sure that the lights were off and the doors were locked, I imagine our electricity bill would be high if we all just left and forgot about it. But there are pieces in this church that make sure those things happen. And then there's other people that make sure ministries work. And then there's other people that donate their time, their talents, their resources to come alongside other people to make things happen. There are gifts that I have that you don't have. And I know there are gifts that you have that I don't. And so we play on each other and we rely on each other to strengthen each other. And so where I may fail at sometimes, Megan excels and helps me. And together, that's what makes us a great team. Not because I think it, but because we kind of try to help each other realize that we're a part of something bigger. And it's not just our own gifts that we give. It's our gifts that we work with, the gifts of our team, the gifts of their parents, the gifts of Pastor Kevin and I working together. That's how things work together. Every piece is different, and every piece is important. Some big pieces get all the attention, but every piece is needed. There's no such thing as a spare piece. Not a single reason that anyone in this church should ever feel like they don't have a place to be involved with. Because you do. You just have to realize that your gifts can be used. It's not about, are you good enough? Or it's not about, can you? Sometimes it comes down to, will you step up and help be the church and be those pieces that connect together? And it's easy for me to stand up here and say that, but it's hard when it's put to action because all of us go through those times where we're like, well, I don't know if I'll be needed in that project. Or I don't know if I'll be in the way if I help. But if you step up and you just jump in and say, hey, I can only give you 30 minutes of my time to do this project around the church, that's 30 minutes that we didn't have, that maybe Tom could use a second hand for 30 minutes doing something. And so every piece and every person in our church, whether they're here today or not, is here for a reason. And it works together, and we have people that serve in all sorts of ministries, down to our security people who make sure that our building is safe so that we can enjoy each other's company. They're a part of the team. The adults who volunteer time Wednesday nights to be around crazy children who run and they're rambunctious, they're a part of a piece that they share love to those children. There's no such thing as that spare piece. You are needed. You have a role to play here at our church. But our last secret to help us feel significant is the fact that every piece is dependent on other pieces. Pastor Kevin and I can't do it alone with Jeff. You know, all three of us can't do ministry here alone. But together, we're stronger. Where two or more are gathered, God's there. So, just as much as we praise and we give worship to God, Jeff is also appreciative of everyone up on that stage that helps play music. Everyone who gives us their time to do our choir. Everyone who gives of their time to run a children's ministry. Or even this week, everyone who gives of their time to do a VBS. None of us are insignificant. We all have a role to play. Because every piece is dependent on each other. I read a good quote as I was preparing and thinking on this set of scripture. And I'm going to share it with you. Because it drives a point home. The beauty of the body of Christ is that it needs ears and noses and all sorts of parts. Every member of an orchestra doesn't play the same instrument, but they all play the same song. Each instrument in an orchestra is needed to fully express the music that the conductor has chosen to play. Think about choir. Not everyone in choir sings the same note, right, Jeff? That might not work out well. But we all sing the same music. We all work together to piece it together. And so, I want to leave you with a question this morning. What are you going to do with your piece? With your talent? Are you going to be shy and maybe hold back because you're still struggling with that significance? Are you going to find a way? Maybe your gift is inviting people to church. Maybe it's your gift is serving. Maybe it's your gift of just showing up and loving on children. Everyone has a specific role in this church because we all depend on each other to make this happen. So I want you to think about, what are you going to do with that piece? I want to challenge us as a church to encourage one another that we are all important pieces of God's puzzle. God's got this master puzzle up there in heaven, and He's piecing it together, but He needs all of us to realize that we have a piece that we can add to it. But He also needs us to remind us that we're each a piece of that puzzle. That just because we don't think that we can do something, we can't. Our teams are a good example of people that are pieces of puzzle that when you need them, they're there. And they can help you. But they're not the only ones that make up this church. Our children are pieces of the puzzle. And our adults are a piece of the puzzle that help round us out into a church that can reach into this community and make changes and transform people's lives. But it starts with our own hearts. What are we going to do with the gifts and the talents that we've been received by God? God's got this puzzle, and He's just calling our hearts to say, hey, you have a piece in this puzzle. You're important. You're significant in my eyes. I look around the room and know that we are all working significant pieces of this church into God. Just by the relationships I've formed with y'all, and by the way that I've seen each and every one of you work, everyone has a gift that they can use in this church. God can use the piece He has given you to set the stage for things far greater than you could dream of, far beyond the borders of your life. There's a pastor who's written a lot of books, and I think he pastored out in California, called Pastor Rick Warren. Some of you may have heard him. He wrote this in one of his books. If we can ever awaken and unleash the massive talent, resources, creativity, and energy laying dormant in the typical local church, Christianity will explode with growth at an unprecedented rate. Your piece might seem insignificant, but it's not. I want to challenge you to do two things with that puzzle piece that you received. It's your choice. No one's going to check back up with you and say, hey, in a year, have you kept that puzzle piece? I want you to do two things with it. Either keep it as a reminder that God has given you everything, giving you the pieces and the talents that you have to do things expertly well. or two, share it with someone who might need to hear that they are important, that they are an important piece to God's puzzle. And the reason I say maybe share it with someone is that even though we may see that we're important pieces of the puzzle, we may know someone who just desperately needs the love of God, and maybe handing them that piece of puzzle and sharing that scripture, a simple scripture to remind on the back of that, can transform someone's life. Can get them to think that, hey, maybe I am a part of God's masterpiece. Maybe I can do something at church. Maybe it's someone who hasn't come here in a long time that just needs a simple reminder. Or maybe it's your neighbor who you know is not a Christian, who hasn't gone to church, but you know that God has plans for them and they need to hear some message. So if you choose to share it, then share it by telling them the scripture that's on it and let them know that they are important piece to God. Then maybe consider inviting them to join us in a service, to join us at a fellowship meal. I've seen some people who've been connected with people who've walked in these doors after the service take them out to lunch. That's an important part, because when you share your story with someone and say, hey, I want you to know that we received this puzzle piece, it may look insignificant, but let me tell you what the scripture says that's on the back of this, and then you share your story and you say, hey, you are important, but I want to invite you to not just so that my church can have 1,000 people in here, but because I want you to invite you to a family that will love you, that will stand with you in times of trouble, that will pray for you, that will lift you. And so my challenge is also to invite someone in so that we can love on them, so that we can stand with them and say they don't have to go through the world alone. We're right there. Because that's why I wanted to tell you that every piece in our church has a place in God's puzzle. And so while we oftentimes don't get to choose the color, the size, the shape, but if you look, maybe can't tell the picture over the VBS, but Megan found this picture and it's perfect. It's two puzzle pieces that are black, but behind it is a shining light that is described as God's light, and the puzzle pieces match up. And that's what this church is. We're not perfect, but we're all pieces that can connect together. Because when we do ministry alone, it's hard. When we do it together, we accomplish great things. So don't go out of here today thinking that you're alone, that you don't have anyone by you, because there's a lot of people in this room that are lifting you up in prayer every day. So I want you to stand with me as we pray. We're going to end early with all the festivities that's going on today, Vacation Bible School. But prayerfully think about whether you want to hold on to that puzzle piece, or maybe you want, instead of holding on to the puzzle piece, you just want to jot down that scripture and memorize it or whatever. Or maybe if you take this puzzle piece and you hand it to someone and tell them. But just remember to encourage each other that we're all a piece of the puzzle in God's masterpiece. Let's pray. God, thank you for this morning. Thank you for this time to be together as a church family, to lift up our needs to you, to worship you together, to have this place where we can just learn about your word. And so God, as we leave this place, will we remember that we all have a role to play? We're a piece, we're significant, we're worth it, God. But help us to go out in this community. And maybe it's sharing it with someone who needs it. who's going through things. And God, if it's just that we tape it up in the mirror in our kitchen and be reminded every day that you're working in our lives, then that's what we need to do too. But God, just bless everything that we do and all the activities that go on today. It's in your mighty name we pray this morning. Amen.